Okay, Dennis and Aaron, you've been on here before, so I won't have to tell you how it works. And to save time, we'll start with Dennis.
All right, thank you, Senator, and good afternoon. I guess I have a personal question to ask to start off with, and that is I'm a little bit wondering about how much damage has been done to our national monuments and memorials in Washington, D.C. I've heard different things that the Black Lives Matter and other groups have done a lot of graffiti on those, and I was just wondering if you can share that with me and whether or not our treasured monuments and memorials can be restored to the original way that they were prior to this, if in fact they were defaced with graffiti.
I don't know any of them being toppled like you've seen in some states and some cities. There has been graffiti, but I know from the World War II monument, Lincoln's monument, and where else, I'm not sure I know, but there's been more. But in the past, some of those monuments have had graffiti on them, and they've been cleaned up. I don't know how difficult it is, but I think we can get them back to their normal state of history.
Okay.
Aaron?
Yeah, thank you. Where do things stand on your request for information from President Trump on the Inspector General firing?
Well, we have some response. We're still trying to follow up on some more detail. There's two things. I would expect before the week's out, I'll have an answer for you. Either release the hold or not release the hold. I think I'm going to take a step to change the law because the law says the president has to give reasons 30 days before they were fired. The 30 days was not met in one case. In another case, it was met. The original reasons were not reasons. Most of the communication I had was based upon the constitutional authority, which I don't have any problems with. We all have to take an oath to uphold the Constitution, so the Constitution says the president can hire and fire. I don't argue with that. But when the law says he's got to give you reasons ahead of time, it just can't be that I don't like the guy. Basically, that's what we've been told. So I followed up with another letter. I've got some answers to the second letter, but not entirely satisfied at this point. So we're going to just have to wait a few days, but I hope to get it done this week one way or the other. But if I didn't mention this, the law says just a reason. I just got off a radio program where the person asked me the question, you have to have a valid reason for hiring or firing. And I said, I wish that adjective was in the law. And it's not, just a reason. So I think our legislation will be more specific. And it, by the way, it'll be bipartisan, I believe. Our legislation will be more specific on the rationale for firing an inspector general. And let me tell you how important this is to me. Inspector generals have to be independent of politics. They have to be the eyes and ears within an agency to get rid of waste, fraud, and abuse and not following the law. And you can't be under political pressure when that's your responsibility. Your responsibility has to be to the taxpayers and to carrying out the law. Dennis?
All right. Thank you, Senator. I guess I just wanted to get your thoughts and comments on this movement that is going on now as a result of the individual George Floyd being killed in the hands of the Minneapolis police. We're now seeing efforts to defund the police and to break down the police department and everything like that. And we're seeing a lot of these protests, rallies have taken place and been destructive on individual private businesses. And I just kind of wanted to hear your thoughts and comments about the whole situation.
Well, defunding the police is getting a lot of attention. But if you look at the polls, 65 to 70% of the people are against defunding the police, And, of course, probably 90% of the people are against police murdering people like we saw Floyd murdered. And it's hard to understand how that could even happen. And Congress is going to take some action. We got three black Americans, African-Americans, members of the Senate. Scott's a Republican. Harris and Booker are Democrats. I think in each case, the caucus is going to listen to these type of people. But we're especially fortunate in the Republican Party to have Scott from South Carolina. He has even witnessed, even as a member of the United States Senate, some of these things that you might say questionable police activity. He says he's been stopped at least seven times since he's been in the United States Senate, and presumably people didn't know he was a United States Senator, or they wouldn't have stopped him, but they knew he was African-American, and I don't understand why you just stop people because they're African-American as opposed to being a white American, but that evidently happens frequently, and consequently he's coming up with some legislation that would do away with the chokehold, probably some changes of the immunity for policemen, some things dealing with the gathering of worthwhile statistics on the amount of discrimination on the part of police, things of that nature. There's other couple things that he's talked about, and I think he'll have Republican support for the bill. Aaron?
Yeah, I read some articles from last week about discussions of a second stimulus package, possibly in July. What are your thoughts on that, and are you hearing from Iowans that they would like to see another stimulus package?
If I'm hearing from Iowans, it's basically for another stimulus package. I think it's fair for me to say I believe in July there will be another stimulus package. The size of it, I don't know that anybody has a handle on that. Maybe Democrats think it ought to be a really big one like Pelosi got through the House of Representatives. I think Republicans are thinking of a much smaller one, but I don't know whether even Republicans would put a dollar figure on it at this point, because there's a couple things we're waiting to get a better handle for information. How fast the economy's turning around. Turns around fast, less need for stimulus. If it's slowing down or hasn't sped up enough, then that'd be more. The other thing is that in a couple areas, like where we gave $150 billion to state and local governments in the first CARES Act, how's that being spent? Because and then secondly, there's still tens of billions of dollars in the health for hospitals and Medicare and Medicaid and stuff like that that hasn't been put out yet. And I think we need to know the impact of that because, you know, until you put out all the money you got, it's kind of foolhardy to think that, you know, there needs to be more if you don't know what the situation is after what you've already appropriated. So that's kind of where we are, but you're right about the middle to the last part of July. Back to Dennis.
All right, and just kind of following up on that, Senator, we've seen the COVID-19 numbers spike again in some areas, particularly after Memorial Day and more people have been together and everything. In your mind, is our governors across the nation, including Governor Reynolds, doing the right thing? Should we be opening up things? I mean, I know that it's that balance of we need to have commerce, and then we also want to try and be protecting of ourselves.
Yeah, I think that you have to open it up or you'll never get the economy turned around. I think the governors are the best one to make the decisions. They're closest to it. And it's up to people to follow the spacing and wear the mask. I think that's what it's up to. Aaron, this will be the last question.
Sure, thanks. Are you getting any updates? I know you've talked about some concerns about the transparency in beef pricing, and we've seen beef prices go up Are you getting any new information, or do you feel like there's some action happening in that field, that arena?
Well, there's action happening. In fact, it's quite surprising to me that any action's taken. Even if a senator writes a letter, our constituents might think, well, everybody's going to jump. The only question is how high you're going to jump. But I've been raising these questions that your question is about for 20 years. Got very little interest on the part of the Justice Department investigating antitrust and price fixing and all that stuff. But this time, they've announced last week that they're going to go to the four beef packers, biggest beef packers, and that's about 80% of the slaughter. So they got those four have big monopoly to get information to see, in other words, get all the records that they need, and I don't know exactly what they need, but get all the records they need to determine if there's any violation of law. So that's a step I've never seen taken before, so I'm happy to see it taken. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.